CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is barreling towards Florida's Gulf Coast as a downgraded but still extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. The rush is on to evacuate. This woman was stocking up. Augustine.
Paper towel, water, and canned food boxes, everything. A lot of people is like going crazy buying stuff.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack, Israel's military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachegas in Beirut.
We haven't seen any statement from Hezbollah yet, but these targeted assassinations continue. Israel has managed to essentially decimate the entire leadership of Hezbollah.
Takes up the issue of ghost guns. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The question is whether the government can require certain restrictions for really these self-assembly gun kits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Chuck Lowe said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died, and there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man hid himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. As he expects, Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me and not. That's going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. Just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The backseat. check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Boy, I almost feel guilty Wisconsin weather when you see what's happening down in Florida this morning. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5, and they are... And that's before they really even cleaned up after Hurricane Helene in a lot of the southeast. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a Tuesday morning. Our weather just the opposite of what they're experiencing in the south. The way today, although I will admit, a little cool out there this morning. You might see your breath if you're out walking the dog or taking a stroll. Sunny today, though, 70 are expected high. Sunshine 71. Sunny on Thursday, 75. And by the time we get to Friday, sunny and 81 degrees. I don't see a chance of rain in our forecast until maybe Saturday night. Stu Buck, our ag meteorologist, has weather details in about 15 minutes.
Fire up the grills. Gather around. Build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
For a lot of folks in Wisconsin, it's a simple day trip to make an appearance at World Dairy Expo. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. I think sometimes we get spoiled that we can enjoy the granddaddy of the dairy shows with relatively little effort as far as visiting the location. Imagine traveling halfway around the world to see World Dairy Expo. That's exactly what happened to 35 visitors from Central Asia. They're Dairy Expo and visiting Wisconsin farms. Lucas Blaustein is one of the field staff members with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Ag Service. He was ushering the 35 Central Asia farmers around Wisconsin, and that included Daimir Arbadayev. He is a dairy farmer himself in Kazakhstan. I started the conversation with Lucas, asking him to explain some of the targeted areas that those dairy farmers wanted to see.
For the week, we've been visiting all kinds of different dairy operations here in the state with 35 travelers from Central Asia, including Kazakhstan, the Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan. I'm here right now with a dairy farmer from Kazakhstan, my friend Demir, who's been really impressed by all the technology and the techniques on display here in Wisconsin.
And the goal of the trade mission, you had some very targeted items that you want review for them.
You know, Central Asia represents so much opportunity. You're talking about 70 million people today. It's going to be 100 million by the end of this century. And that means a lot of dairy consumers, and they need to be growing their dairy production. So this week we're focused on how can we grow U.S. agriculture with Central Asian agriculture, growing agriculture together. And we're doing that by focusing on feed, animal health, and genetics. All three to have a great dairy, and there are great dairies in Central Asia, and we're happy to be here this week with some of them.
Excellent. Well, Demir, you are one of those representatives of dairy. Tell me about your farm. Where are you at, and what are you doing in the dairy industry?
So we are in the east side of Kazakhstan, which is city Uzkhaminogorsk, and it's about 1,000 kilometers from our capital. We have about 570 dairy cattle, and also in total, the total amount of cattle is about 2,000. So we right now milk 37 liters per cow, which is we are in the second place in Kazakhstan. PBT per cow. So right now we're headed to get to the level of 42 or 45 liters per cow, also increasing our fat from 4.2 to 4.5. And we are heading ahead, and we'll see some of the technologies in USA and learn how you get this kind of results.
How big or is the dairy industry there?
The dairy industry is giving subsidies, a lot of subsidies for technologies and robots, for example, 25% or 50% for some of the chemicals like fertilizers and pesticides. So that's a huge opportunity for Kazakhstan to grow because of the I've never seen other countries that has this kind of support from the government.
Is it what do you grow in Kazakhstan then? Tell me a little bit more about that agriculture.
So our crop rotation is about we have 12 different crops, which is winter wheat, the spring wheat, and the canola, spring canola, and also some of the sunflower. Especially sunflower, because the East Kazakhstan is 70% of sunflower grown in East Kazakhstan. So, some other crops like alfalfa and corn. So that's the major major crop rotation of ours.
Yep. How many dairies are about in Kazakhstan, and are they all about your size? Or give me a little idea about the dairy.
The dairy usually we have small companies, which is 100 dairy cattle or 200. That's the medium size of the dairy farm.
Yeah.
But right now we see a lot of young farmers that pick up with the old generation and want to become a young generation of farmers. So right now I see a lot of people are picking up all the advantages of our subsidies and our government help.
Right. Now, how do you... Is it all fluid? Do you process it? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we don't process it. We have three factories that we sell it to. Right now, we are getting to... We want to get to the 100 tons per day. That's the point where we want to use only our milk, because we have one of the best quality milk, which is 100,000 cells Samajic cells. So factories actually buy our milk, but we in next 2 years we'll build one of the plants to process milk.
So is most of the milk fluid then for use?
Yeah, it is fluid for use, and we don't pasteurize it yet, but we sell it to the plant, and then there's all the processes going there.
How is dairy consumption in Kazakhstan? Do consumers use it daily? Is that something else you'd like to work on?
Well, at least we usually we at Kazakhs we eat more meat and drinking more water, but I see that a lot of people are drinking more milk, especially kids. So right now is the number is increasing like every year by 17-18%. So it's a huge amount of milk consumption. We have about 19 million people, and in average, each family has 0.5 kids in a family. So that's our population is growing.
Does the government have any subsidies to try to get more people to drink milk?
Well, there's no subsidies, but there's a subsidy per milk, per liter. So we have 130 tenge in tenge plus about 10-15% of subsidies for the producer of milk.
Okay, very good. Now, Lucas is telling me about the currency in Kazakhstan. Can you give us a idea on the value of the milk in Kazakhstan and a developing to try to find them technology and ways to improve their dairy? Why are we doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's very focused on finding areas of cooperation, areas of market opportunity. We focus at the Foreign Agricultural Service on really four areas. We're spreading market information around. We're working on reducing barriers to trade, putting in place best scientific practices, and we're also focused on finding new markets for U.S. agriculture. And I'm here with this delegation because we're very intent U.S. agriculture to agriculture in Central Asia, getting new opportunities for U.S. genetics into the herd, showing the best practices from U.S. technology that they can use to increase the quality of their milk, the value of their milk. And, you know, it's amazing. My friend here has mentioned so much about their local industry. You know, it's also historic. The Kazakhs are a nomadic people. Livestock is life to them. It's part of their culture. They have so much in common with the steppe, similar to our culture here in the U.S., and that dairy consumption dates back thousands of years. They have this really interesting dairy product called kurt, and it's a ball of hard cheese made from cow's milk, and they've been making it for thousands of years. Carried by the warriors on the steppe in a little bag when they would go off to fight their battles. And now you go to the grocery store in Kazakhstan and you can buy it right there. Well, how do you make better quality kurt, higher quality kurt? You do it with U.S. technology. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to forge those connections to help Kazakhstan continue to grow their dairy production at a very high quality. And you can see and hear from the amazing participants we have here, we've got people that know their industry and they know what they're doing.
So many international guests at last week's World Dairy Expo. That was Lucas Blaustein from USDA's Foreign Ag Service, ushering around 35 Central Asia farmers at World Dairy Expo, including Daimir Arbadayev from Kazakhstan. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life running app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A
western shores of Florida and going to cause all kinds of damage as we make our way through today and tomorrow.
And they hadn't cleaned up in that neck of the woods from Hurricane Helene. That's all kind of staying in that neck of the woods. Nothing even rippling towards Wisconsin, huh?
No, the moisture is going to be wrapped up tight around that system, just not extending this far north. And that's why we're in for more dry days and, of course, more cool days. Let's look towards central and northwest and then even northeast Wisconsin, where that frost advisory in effect today, starting at about Mauston, Adams, Juneau, Monroe County, pushing north, Jackson, Clark, Wood, Portage, up to Wausau, over towards Shawnee, O'Connell County as well, up into Price County, Park Falls, under that frost advisory till 9 a.m. today. I expect another sunny, pretty mild day. Temperatures still on the above normal side. Maybe not not as far above as some may like. You know, we're not going to be in the upper 70s or anything, but the upper 60s, that's above normal for most of us, and that's where we'll be today. I expect a slow bit of moderation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, probably the warmest days of the week, especially in central and eastern Wisconsin. Not quite so warm, but Thursday, probably the warm day in northwest Wisconsin, almost 70 or so. That's not hard to tolerate this time of the year, but a cool front does slip through here late this week. Winds will become west and northwest through Friday and Friday night, cooling us off in the weekend. Only the slightest rain chance late Saturday or Saturday night for almost anywhere right now. Just doesn't look to be much. And then we stay a little cooler, a lot more like normal, even as we start into next week. But overall, it really does appear we stay very dry. I'll have more forecast details right after this.
We know to feed and to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
All righty, Stu, let's talk about our forecast right here in Wisconsin. Starting off a little on the cool side.
A little cool, yeah, that frost advisory till 9 in the central, northwest, and northeast part of the state, but otherwise sunny skies today. And in the north, only in the low 60s, in the south, upper 60s today. 70 at La Crosse with the northwest wind about 5. We stay clear overnight, dropping again into the very upper 30s and low 40s with the northwest breeze. Another sunny day for Wednesday. Mid-70s north, more likely closing in the south. Winds becoming a bit more easterly, not very strong. Sunny Thursday, we all start warming up. Upper 60s north in the 70s, mid-70s in the south. South winds at 5 p.m., and there could be an 80 in the southern part of the state Friday, but we do cool down for the weekend.
All right. Well, and any moisture, anywhere.
Slight chance late Saturday. Keep your fingers crossed. We'll keep an eye on it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with your ag weather update. Of course, weather observations always welcome. Our talk text line is open. Scott in West Allis is letting me know that grass is definitely slowing down, not because of the temperatures, but definitely because of the moisture. Our talk text line, 877 877- 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Got a question, an observation? We're talking about birds. If you've got anything to add in, I'm paying attention. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is barreling towards Florida's Gulf Coast as a downgraded but still extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. The rush is on to evacuate. This woman was stocking up in St. Augustine.
Paper towel, water, and canned food boxes, everything. A lot of people is like going crazy buying stuff.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack, Israel's military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachegas in Beirut.
We haven't seen any statement from Hezbollah yet, but these targeted assassinations continue. Israel has managed to essentially decimate the entire leadership of Hezbollah.
The Supreme Court takes up the issue of ghost guns. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The question is whether the government can require certain restrictions for really these self-assembly gun kits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said, while things are in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A badger named Player... I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tyree Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tyree an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. He's going up for 50. No, I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. There's more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday, sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rehear a challenge to mail-in ballots with missing or inaccurate dates on the merits after dismissing the case on a technicality in September. But it also denied a GOP challenge of counties which notified mail-in voters of a mistake and allowed them to cure their ballots. Citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Purcell principle, the court ruled October 5th that these and most other voting-related cases were now too close to the election. This court will neither impose nor countenance substantial alterations to existing laws and procedures during the pendency of an ongoing election, it said. The missing date decision could affect tens of thousands of Pennsylvania voters who mistakenly don't date or misdate their mail-in ballots. Under the Commonwealth's law, those ballots are not counted. The ACLU has also appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court using the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which forbids minor mistakes from disqualifying a voter, but it is unclear when or if the High Court would consider the appeal. In her dissent, Chief Justice Deborah Todd wrote that the case would be an appropriate use of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's King's Bench power, saying, whereas here, the issue concerns the right to vote and where the consequences of inaction risk undermining the electoral process, I deem it imperative to act now. We have the decisions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. From NHTSA and the Ad Council.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Coming off.
Boy, you folks love your birds. Keep our talk text line rolling. You're sending me all kinds of great updates on the birds that you've been seeing in your backyard or elsewhere. That toll-free number, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke on a Tuesday morning with the Midwest Farm Report. Ryan Brady is on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, a group here in Wisconsin that's about raising awareness about songbirds. He's going to educate us about what we don't know regarding the migratory patterns of birds over Wisconsin and the tragedy when it comes to birds and glass buildings. Stick around for that conversation. So today is the 8th day of October. Let's see. On this day, back in 1871, the Peshtigo Fire began. Far northeast Wisconsin. It took 1,200 lives, caused over $2 million in damage, and destroyed 1.25 million acres of forest. A lot of people haven't heard about it, or it doesn't get the attention that it should, because this is the same day that the Great Chicago Fire started. And that cost 300 people their lives. Let's see. Happy birthdays. Boy, we got a lot of birthdays today. Happy birthday to singer, actor Nick Cannon, 44 years young. Matt Damon turns 54 today. Actress Sigourney Weaver is 75. And Chevy Chase, happy birthday. He turns 81 today. And now you know. Ooh, the dust is literally flying across the state of Wisconsin. It's a Tuesday, and we want to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Remember, that's STEFFES Group.com. Steffes Group, fantastic website where you can find out what's selling for or how much, and you can also start making plans for your own auction. You don't feel comfortable doing that all online? They have got a complete staff ready to assist you. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group along with us. Him and I were just commenting how quickly the harvest of 2024 is going to be probably this rate. Ashley, you said over in central Minnesota where you are, same kind of dry weather allowing farmers to really keep clipping along.
Yeah, you know, and the soybeans are sitting at 9 to 10%.
Yeah.
The guys can't get them out of the field fast enough. Soybean harvest is actually wrapping up and guys are dipping into corn. Of course, that's drier than we usually see this time of year. So it's just go, go, go everywhere I travel.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason why, folks, if while you're bouncing around in the truck cab, the semi or the combine, starting to think about, maybe I'm looking to add or upgrade a piece of equipment, or maybe I need to make an end of the year purchase. Now is a good time to kind of keep those things moving forward. And the SteffesGroup.com website can help you do that. Ashley, speaking of some equipment, you've got a big sale and a very prominent name in Wisconsin agriculture that you're going to be handling, Larry Jerome, way up in Barron County, a name that many people know in the dairy circle. We were laughing about German shepherds, horses. You're handling some of the equipment from their sale coming up, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The farm equipment's going to get sold. The auction closes on the 22nd of October. It opens up here next week. But, you know, just a really nice line of well-taken care stuff. Several Magnum tractors, some older IH tractors that are really good shape. We got a Cat Challenger in there. And then if you move on to, you know, just a clean line of John Deere hay tools. I mean, it's just that bread and butter stuff that we like to sell. It's never a problem. It's take it home and use it type of thing.
They are the high water mark when it comes to the auction industry and agriculture. Go to steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com. You might be surprised. All the depth of equipment, land, et cetera, that they sell. And if something is of interest to you or you want to talk to them about an auction of your own, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. With commodity prices where they're at, you cannot afford to guess on anything. Hella Agri's got tools available to try to help you find profitability. Steve Bailey is in Monroe with Helena Agri, and he says VRT, variable rate technology, could be an answer.
We've made the decision, or we've had this young lady on our team, Steph Weiss. She is our precision gal. She does write VRT recs. If you're a whole farm customer of ours, we can write VRT seeding recs and everything. But we had a meeting last week with the whole entire team and talking about the importance. If you're the money this year, I would try to get your soil samples done in a VRT fashion. If you've done it in the past, you can utilize that to make sure you're getting the right pounds or allocating the right dollars on the right acres.
Steve Bailey, branch manager in Monroe with Helena Agri. Find a location near you that provides VRT at HelenaAgri.com. So Wisconsin farmers have been capitalizing on the dry weather as of Sunday across the state of Wisconsin. About 80% of our corn silage had already been chopped off for our cows. 10% of the corn had been harvested for grain. 61% of our soybeans have been combined off. And as far as potatoes are concerned, 86% of the potato harvest has been complete. But a lot of potato producers very concerned about this warm weather and the dry soil, the longevity of those potatoes and storage factors, something that weighs heavy on their minds these days. In overnight this morning, markets are feeling a lot of downward pressure. Right now, we're looking at December corn, currently down about 2.5 at 4.23. November soybeans down 12.5 at 10.21.5. December wheat's down about 2 at 5. Chicago barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 193.25. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged, but AA butter gained 2.5 cents to 271.25. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a 20, 90, 100 weight. Now, despite the negative numbers, one dairy economist is optimistic about what's coming up in 2025. Corey Geiger is lead dairy economist with CoBank, and he said there's a lot of indicators point to 2025 being a pretty decent year for dairy.
A lot of dynamics moving around the market right now. Early in the year, cheese prices were pretty ho-hum, I guess would be. And then cheese exports really picked up. We're on a record pace right now. Speaking, should be the first 1 billion pound cheese export year. It should easily finish out the year for that. Demand started picking up internationally. Supplies got tight, and now domestic demand has been pretty strong, too. So as all that's taken place and milk production's not been growing either here in the world's second largest dairy export market, the 27 countries, the EU, so prices have been steadily moving up.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist with CoBank, and some optimism about dairy in 2020. Hey, keep your comments coming about the birds you're seeing around the state of Wisconsin. The migratory pattern is hot and heavy over Wisconsin right now, but you may not see those birds. Why? Well, we're going to visit with Ryan Brady from Save Our Songbirds next and find out why the birds fly at night and why glass buildings cause tragedy when it comes to our songbird population. Text line if you want to tell me about the birds you're seeing, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. We'll be right back.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Our record costs putting a squeeze on fixed incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to in the blizzard summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Morning long. Now is the time when birds are migrating over the state of Wisconsin headed south, looking for warmer climate and a little bit better feeding area than what they'd have around here in the winter. Ryan Brady can tell you all about it. He's on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds. Now that's a group here in Wisconsin designed to raise awareness about our songbirds. One thing he wants you to know, migration over Wisconsin isn't something you're normally going to see during the day. He explains.
They migrate at night because they use the stars for navigation. The air's a little bit calmer. There's fewer predators that might eat them. It also leaves them time during the day to forage and fuel up, things like that. So while we're sleeping, literally, on good nights where the conditions are favorable, which we've had some lately, there are hundreds of millions of birds, tiny songbirds all the way up to larger birds like maybe ducks, that are migrating over our heads, flying hundreds of miles in a night to get to where they're going. And so during September and October, those numbers really kind of peak for this nocturnal migration. And so BirdCast, and you can look that up online, it's this really cool tool that tries to predict when these events are going to occur based mostly on the time of year and the weather conditions.
Ryan Brady on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, trying to raise awareness not only about the migration, but another startling statistic that Ryan shared with me. Every year, 3 to 4 billion, that's billion with a birds, because they collide with buildings, all the glass buildings. And that, he says, is just in North America. If you the migratory patterns over Wisconsin and the United States, go to birdcast.info, birdcast.info. John Heinberg, up after the break.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance. Wheels last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and...
Row!
I'm getting guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday morning. John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Kind enough to make us a part of his day. Don't forget their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, or call them 800-334-9779. All right, buddy. I was going to start with Hurricane Milton, but you say really as far as agriculture is concerned, that's not what's driving the headlines this morning. It's more international, huh?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've been watching over the last couple of weeks here. The Chinese government has been pumping stimulus into the economy to help bolster that economy up. That's been one of the things that's kind of pushed the equity markets a little bit here, as well as gold, things of that nature. We just got back from the Golden Week holiday last week, and the market was anticipating more stimulus, and they basically said that we are not going to, and that's causing some ripples through the market this morning. You look at soybeans already pushing nearly 20 cents down. You know, a lot of times when we worry about the Chinese economy, those markets such as soybeans, pork, you know, things of that nature in the agricultural side usually can show some of those impacts, and that's at least a good portion of maybe what's going on today. Adding to the fact crude oil's had such a run because of the Middle East conflicts that's been brewing here. Crude oil's backing off on that lack of Chinese stimulus also coming into the market. That's rolled into the soybean oil market, which again, weighing heavy on the soybean market in general, as producers are going to wake up this morning and see, you know, beans under the 10-20 level here in November.
Right. And you said, to add insult to injury, rain's coming to Brazil.
And we've seen the forecast. Yesterday, actually, some decent scattered rainfall coming across the radar. It's guiding the producers. They're starting to roll down there. They're still well behind, but again, we know what planting delays do. I mean, just the technology we have, it doesn't take them long to get caught up. We're looking at 15-day models, again, looking at extreme, not extreme wetness, but comfortable wetness in terms of moisture coming in back in, which is going to help get that bean crop off the ground. You know, we're looking at nearly 170 million metric tons of soybeans coming out of Brazil. Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month. Weather forecast will continue to push the planters. It's an interesting, you know, here we want some moisture. There they wait for the moisture before they push the planters forward. You know, we want things to dry out before producers start rolling in our area. So it's a different mentality just because of the extremeness of the weather and just how that country lays out in terms of its, you know, overall geography.
John Hines with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report, totalfarmmarketing.com. One item that always is interesting about South America, Brazil, Argentina, John, is their currency. Unlike farmers here, generally in South America have to pay cash for their inputs. What's their situation financially speaking that way?
You know, looking at the currency, and actually it's one thing that's been kind of a little bit of a limiting factor, is a strong move in the U.S. dollar the last couple of weeks. It's actually been working at, you know, in favor of the Brazilian producer. Again, they sell things in dollars, buy things in their currency, you know, in the Brazilian real. So therefore, when we have a strong dollar, the dollar starts trending, they actually get paid better for their soybeans than they normally would, just because of the currency exchange. So right now, you know, Brazilian currency still continues to be relatively soft, keeping those beans available to the rest of the world at a little bit of a reduced price, staying competitive with U.S. beans. That's why we're still seeing some good activity here. But at least this time frame, I'm a little more concerned about the move that we've seen in our dollar versus the global currencies. Some of that all tied to this Chinese stimulus and money moving into the market using the dollar as a safe haven.
Got about a minute left, John. Have you seen anything as far as harvest progress or anything relative to these two hurricanes back to back that would impact or uplift our markets?
Well, harvest progress has continued to move along. The weather's been so good. Done as of Sunday, soybeans up to 47% done. So that's about 13% of the averages for soybeans there in terms of time frame. So we'll have to continue to watch that. That's also weighing on the market as these beans are hitting the marketplace. Obviously, the hurricanes, you know, we'll see how things get affected. It was a little bit of a push in the oil market because of the Gulf drilling. Obviously, the biggest concern probably there is going to be more about life and property and people and things along those lines.
But you said you've got folks that are on staff, and the orange crop, I guess, could be looked at.
Yeah, that's always, you know, market popped on that yesterday just because, again, Florida, and obviously it's citrus production. Those will be things we'll have to watch going forward. And one of our colleagues actually lives in the Tampa area, you know, so it's a very, very interesting lesson talking to her and how she's preparing for the storm, which sounds like it's going to hit pretty much right where she's going to be living.
Oh, wow. Well, thoughts and prayers with her. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time. And, of course, as always, great information. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good week.
All right. John Heinberg. Joining us live this morning from his office in West Bend, farmmarketing.com, their website. You want to talk to him directly. He welcomes your calls, 800-334-9779, 800-334-9779. Tomorrow morning, my friend Stephanie Hoff is going to be sitting in the big chair with all kinds of great news and information. As always, if you're looking for news and information when we're away from the radio, I suggest MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our newsletter right there. And as always, you can follow us on social media as well. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or feel free, MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Did biofuels pull American agriculture back from the brink? Find out today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Doug Bervin has a vested interest in biofuels. As VP of Corporate Affairs for POET, the world's largest biofuel producer. So, no surprise when he put during a session at the recent Climate Week, New York City.
If you look at the last 25, 30 years or so, even back into the late 80s, agriculture was dying because there was an oversupply of grain. Bankruptcies were going through the roof. Suicide rates in agriculture were going through the roof. Small towns were being boarded up. And that's because there was oversupply. Biofuels came along and balanced the grain markets and created a margin in agriculture.
Bervin defended agriculture's role as well with respect to addressing climate change. But he says if society wants agriculture to help mitigate climate issues, society needs to help pay for it.
A lot of these climate smart ag practices we talk about here, they either take time to implement, they cost money to implement, they may affect yields. There has to be a margin in agriculture for us to be able to meet our potential.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored